621, 1320 WILS. You know, Nestle is pulling out hundreds of millions of gallons of Michigan water right out of our ground every year, paying almost nothing for it, making a fortune. Now they want to increase that amount of water by 60%, I believe. One group that's been fighting them all along is Jeff Ostahowski, vice president of the nonprofit Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, the news is up there in Osceola Township, right? There was a big vote on allowing them to add this booster station. What would that have done for them?
What it is Nestle had to go before the Osceola Township Planning Committee to get a recommendation on the special use permit that would allow them to build a pumping station sort of in between the well they have and the loading station that they have in Everett, where they load the water on trucks and take it to Stanwood.
And what do they need the station for?
I beg your pardon?
What do they need that station for?
They need that station because of the potential increase from their current level. And there's some question about what their current level is. They were originally permitted to take 150 a minute, which is 150 gallons a minute. Mm-hmm. Last year, the DEQ went around the water assessment tool and did a site visit and attempted to grant, or perhaps did grant, I'm not sure. I've heard it several different ways.
Yeah, let's get to the number of 250, right? That's what they're pulling, 250 gallons a minute.
That right now they're pulling 250, and it may be a valid permit or it may not be.
Okay, but no one's stopping them. But they want to jack it up to 400 gallons a minute.
Correct.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that we last week there was a hearing in Big Rapids, and the head of the water division for the DEQ said that the permit that they're considering is for 250. And, of course, they say that they already are granted at 250.
Yeah.
And if they're considering a permit for 250, it seems to me like the potential is that it's for like 500.
Wow. Okay. So tell me this, Jeff. Why is the DEQ being so helpful to Nestle? Why are they supporting this so much?
I do not have any. I'm not so sure that they're supporting it, but I guess from my perspective, they're involved in figuring out whether they're going to permit it right now.
Okay. What does Michigan get back? I mean, they're pulling 210 million gallons a year, according to one source, right out of our grounds.
Well, that's 210 would be the level if it's granted, and it's only 400. And of course, the water division man at the hearing said 250 and 250 is not 500; it's only 400. And I was glad to get that on the record.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is that. I don't know what we get out of it. Nestle at least attempted to portray themselves as somewhat of a public utility supplying water.
To who?
And I guess the people that buy it.
Yeah.
But it should
be free in Michigan, maybe. Maybe that would be a good payback.
Well, what I guess is that whatever they – under this public use provision – the planning committee for Osceola Township could not quite square what Nestle portrayed as to whether it was a neededness of a public
to do it or not. And look, bottom line is they told them you can't put the booster station there, right? And this is the main area where they're pulling water from. Is that it?
Well, this is one of three wells.
Okay.
But this is the one that they own. So they don't they currently buy water from Everett City with two city wells.
Huh.
And then they also by, or they also have this well that's they're trying to get an increase in, and that's called the White Pine Spring Well 101.
Now, do you imagine Nestle then looking around the state to find a new place to stick the pipes into to start pulling water from?
I would think that that anything is possible at this point, but I would think that one of the things that they've suggested is that they might start trucking right from the well to the loading station.
Okay.
I have no idea if that's even possible, but anyway.
Here's my question, Jeff. So you've got Nestle now in a position where they're waiting for the DEQ to give them to allow them to pull 400 gallons per minute. What's the likelihood of that happening right now?
Well, from my perspective, I think it's very difficult for them to do that. I think that they would have to jump over some requirements of Michigan law that will be difficult for them to get over.
Really, you're saying requirements that don't exist right now for what?
No, the requirements exist, and I think the matter of record is that there is environmental damage from the current water withdrawals there, and I believe that it will be proven. And if it is proven, then it's a matter of record, and the increase will not go forward.
They'll continue what they're doing, at least. Jeff Ostahowski with us with the Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Just a couple of minutes left, but Jeff, I want to ask you about, I just noticed this before I came on the air, this month, the chief water scientist at NASA, he said that in 50 years, during some kind of a conference in April, he said within 50 years, he's certain that we'll see fresh water being pulled via pipeline. We'll build a pipeline to bring fresh water from the Great Lakes directly to Phoenix, that we're going to supply water to the Southwest, to Vegas and Phoenix and so on. What do you think of that prediction?
The interesting thing is that I think that is a very serious issue, water diversion of the Great Lakes. I think that it will be very difficult for the Great Lakes to stay together over the long haul. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there's very serious challenges, and water diversion is one of them. Water use.
And how does that pressure come? And do these other states, what, are they going to start offering us money for the water? How's it going to work?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that right now we're not in a time of crisis or social turmoil, but you know, when we do reach that stage, and it could happen at any time. I mean, Lake Powell is down 135 feet or whatever it is. I mean, it's a thankfully they've had a lot of rain out there this winter, but that hasn't totally replenished their groundwater or their aquifers.
Just a minute left, Jeff, but you're saying the federal government could just come in and say, hey, you're giving this water up?
Well, you know, in times of crisis, lots of things happen. And the prediction, whether it be 50 years or not, there's a lot of issues that deal with our Great Lakes. Keeping them together is going to be a real challenge.
Yeah, you got to be protective here. Jeff Ostahowski, he is the vice president of the nonprofit Michigan Citizens for Water Conservation. Jeff, thank you for updating us on the story.
Thank you. Yeah. If you could just let me say, our website is www.savemiwater.org.
Savemiwater.org. Savemiwater.org. Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. I appreciate it very much.
We will be back in 1 minute.